Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Mayor Todd from Santa Cruz.
Stop!
Surfing the blue wave.
The perfect time blue for wave. My shy Filipino singing yes. Karaoke. Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond the solution, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Kansas!
That's fantastic.
Carry on my wayward son. Nope. Suck it, Republicans. You lose. Good day, sir. That was everything combined.
Very exciting. Very exciting. You know why that would be? Now would be a really good time for a third party, wouldn't it?
No. Sorry.
Strong feelings. Wow.
Did that come out? Yeah. From
I didn't
the
think you had
out?
Any feelings on that. I don't follow you on Twitter. I hadn't noticed. Do you
third
have feelings
party
on that?
Voters after a primary are the guys in parks wearing black nets with giant white helmets with UVC PVC piping pretending that they're doing self-defense. Get out of the park. You're doing nothing. You're in the way.
Julie in Seattle says the reason Andrew Yang wants a new party is because the ones we have don't want him. Democratic voters passed when he ran for president. New York City voters passed when he ran for New York City mayor. Thank you.
Yep.
So, right. It's like I'm going to start my own party because, okay.
Yeah. God forbid they listen to their hero, Noam Chomsky, who said it was a mistake not to vote for Hillary. Mistake. Listen to it. Look it up, third-party voters after primary. I don't care who you vote for in the primary. Vote for Santa Claus because he promises you a puppy.
Right.
But once he loses, you got two choices. Sorry, that's reality you hate, but that is reality.
Yeah.
Again, you're not getting the money back from the casino. We don't give the money back.
Kansas shows elections do matter. Right?
Yes.
I mean, and I think we were saying it's not just the outcome, it's the turnout. I think registrations went up like 1,000% after Roe was overturned in Kansas. So, you know, we were saying, yes, we should be running on this in every state. And as, you know, Chris was talking about a pollster saying how you message it is important and how it was messaged in Kansas, it's government overreach. We don't want the government in our private medical decisions, in our decisions about who we can love and marry, what books. Right? We can read on and
or
on and on.
Or in religious decisions.
Right.
We don't want the government in religious. That was in one of the ads that was used in Kansas. And that was one of the most effective ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Keep your religion in your pews.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
And out of my pew.
The ad's point was that you don't want the government making religious decisions for you. That's what resonated with Republican voters in that state.
Right. I mean, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit yesterday arguing that Idaho's near-total abortion ban violates federal law. The Biden administration's, of course, first litigation since Roe's been overturned. Merrick Garland said Idaho's ban violates a federal law that requires medical providers to offer emergency medical treatment. It says every hospital in the U.S. that receives Medicare funds must provide necessary stabilizing treatment to patients who arrive at their emergency departments while experiencing a medical emergency. The fact that we have to litigate this, you help women that are dying, okay.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I love Idaho. Been to Idaho. Go to Mount Schweitzer nearly every Christmas. Ponderay, great place. But man, it's white and they want to stay white and they are so afraid. They want more white babies being born.
Yeah.
Period.
The two Senate Democrats hoping to protect access to medication abortion by codifying the FDA's authority over reproductive health care products that several red states took into usurping that power so they can ban drugs used for abortion and miscarriage. This is going to be the next front because this is what, Carlos, we have now that we didn't have back with Roe is medication. You know,
yes.
So now they're going to go, how do we stop that?
And RU486?
Right. It affirms that the FDA's authority supersedes state law when it comes to FDA-approved drugs, including those for medication abortions. I mean...
If somebody gets raped like a child, they can't take RU486 to prevent something gestating, and then that reminds them of the terror that
right.
they faced on that ugly evening day/morning.
That, I think, is a good term. They are a forced birth party. That's what it is. It's forced birth. Whether
we want the babies, and we want them white.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just watching... Keep Sweet and Obey about Warren Jeffs in the Texas and the radical part of the LDS, and it really feels like that, you know? Forced young marriage in Tennessee, or it's okay to marry young in Tennessee and pop out them babies. Come on now.
Yeah.
This is all white fright.
I can't remember. I think it was Joyce Vance that was commenting on, I don't know, I can't even keep track anymore, excuse me, of which Republican in which state, but saying that, you know, 13-year-olds will make fantastic mothers, and, you know, even a 10-year-old knows that it's life inside her. And, you know, Joyce was like, because, you know, 10-year-olds make fantastic single parents. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like this party has lost its mind.
We don't need unwanted, unloved children. And the Trump family should be a shining moniker to that, that quality is more important than quantity. You don't want just spitting out kids like they're popcorn or at a puppy mill.
Right, right. By the way, we were just talking, Chris lived in Arizona, but somebody played a clip yesterday of, what's her name? Carrie Lake, the lunatic candidate for governor. She was a normal news reporter. Chris, you said you used to watch her. They played a clip of her interviewing President Obama, very respectful.
She was a great news anchor.
Yeah. And now, like, she's because of Trump, she's become a right-wing, election-denying lunatic. And I don't know, she said there was election fraud in her primary, and now she's pulled ahead, so I'm assuming that's all disappeared now. Now it's fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only election fraud if she loses.
Right, of course, because that's this whole party now.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know if you saw this exchange, Carlos, with Von Hilliard from
NBC. I did see it, yes. Go ahead.
Right.
Play it.
She said... let's see. He said, you're already contending there are irregularities and there's fraud in this election. At what point does Carrie Lake stop and say, am I undermining Americans' faith in our elections? And she said, Carrie Lake, I love when people talk about themselves in the third person.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller loves when people talk about themselves in the third person.
Carlos Alzraki loves when Stephanie Miller talks about Stephanie Miller.
Thank you, Carlos Alzraki. Carrie Lake is going to help bring honest elections back to America. And Hilliard said, but you haven't even laid out any fraud or irregularities. And unfortunately, people like, and she said, people like Vaughn are about destroying America. This is weird how you use people's name to their face. Like, you know, like Larry Kudlow called Dana Perino Chuck Todd. And he said, but what fraud is there, Kerry? What fraud is there? This is serious. And Lake said, do you want to make this about you? Which I don't know how that was about him. This is about Arizona voters and their faith in this election, Hilliard said. Lake said, the last person on planet Earth I would tell about what we discovered is you and MSDNC. Right. So, as you said, okay, then tell America One, tell Newsmax.
Tell Newsmax.
She doesn't tell anybody.
Tell Alex Jones in court.
Tell somebody so that we know what the F you're talking about. Yes.
They'll be pissed off.
And if you can't tell anybody, you are lying, Carrie.
Right. He said, so you know about a crime and you're not reporting it to the authorities? And she said, I'm not telling you about it. Well,
she didn't tell anybody.
There's no evidence. She knows there's no evidence. It's just,
you know what? She blew it because she didn't say many people said. That's where she went off Trump's script.
Many people say, people are saying.
Many people have said, I'm not telling you, but many people have said.
People are saying, yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That is like the oldest Fox News meme in the world, isn't it? Mm-hmm. People are saying, yeah. Some say. It's like
just asking the
somebody
question.
In the Fox hallway
there's
said
a lot of people that have said it. Yeah. Many, a lot, a load. What?
Like Alex Jones says during his trial, well, I was just asking a question.
Right. That's what Tucker Carlson always says. Yeah. We're just asking.
Right.
I'm just asking. Marjorie Taylor Greene used her Twitter account to claim the Democrats engaged.
Sorry.
What was that? I
cut to her making monster scratch things on the Monster Can Factory.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right.
She claimed Democrats engaged in a conspiracy to claim terrorist mastermind al-Zawahiri was killed. She argued that it was a conspiracy to kill him because Ukraine was causing problems for weak Democrats in upcoming they even pivoted back to killing an old al-Qaeda terrorist so Biden can murmur his tough guy talk, claiming that he led the killing of Zawahiri. Biden shouldn't be impeached, not taking credit. She said there's many good questions about the killing. She's just asking questions, Carlos. She said, if we were in Afghanistan for so many years, why is it we just found out where Zawahiri is and killed him? What trade was made for that intel? Is there proof he was killed? This is what they're trying to do. Is like, oh, is he really dead? Yes. He's most sincerely dead.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
Yes. You're illustrating the falsehood that these third-party voters say when both parties are the same. They're not.
Nope.
Right.
You may not love the Democratic Party, but the right-wing party, the Republicans, are batshit crazy.
Thank you.
We're not them. That is a disingenuous statement to say, the reason why I voted third party is because they're both... They're not.
Yes.
They're clearly not.
Chris, I don't know if you knew this. It was not just a bat poll that Batman came down. It was a bat shoot.
A bat shoot.
Yeah.
It's a bat
it was
shoot.
Also a shoot, like a shoots and ladders.
Yeah. Commissioner Gordon, the bat shoot needs cleaning.
Okay. All right. 20 minutes after the hour.
What got on the bat shoot to where it needs cleaning?
There's too much criminal debris. The Choker had his way in there. Yeah!
A white smear of makeup going down it.
Something in the bat chute?
Grape Caesar Romero!
He needs a bat.
It's all
a
dirty
bat colon
now.
Blow?
Yes. Some bat bleep got on the bat chute.
Right.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Oh, it's all full of guano!
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.